to Jonathan, is it, who's going to share the questions? Or Emma? Not sure. One of them. Do you want to take over?
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much for taking us through that. I can see there's some questions coming through on the chat function now. Would anybody got any questions that they'd like to raise?
Yeah, Jonathan, if I can, just 2 points. One, which I think I've raised, is the first point is, like the gentleman I think said, similar to myself, in that we've sort of probably billed every single file that we can see for cash flow purposes. So that may, it, I can't see how making a point of reduction in March, the reduction will surely come later. Not necessarily the 1st of March. So I'm not sure how you show the downturn, if you will, at this point.
I just suggest one possibility that I don't know. You've billed all that you can, yeah?
Yeah.
How realistic do you think it is that you're going to recover all that you've billed?
Well, I think the problem is a lot of the... So from the conveyancing point of view, I think March we would have had... you know, work coming in from the legal aid board, we'd have had everything in lieu in any event. So we've got files to bill. So you could end up in a situation where look at the figures of March, they're comparable with February, January. If I fast forward maybe to August, that's when the potential problem comes.
Yeah. And that's what I said in my introduction, that the fortunately, the Welsh Government hasn't said from until.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think there's wriggle room there with some carefully worded responses to that that could get you across the line. And also, what I was going to say was that if you'd bill stuff that was doubtful, because I'm sure you're not the only practice that's done that, there is a question that you discuss with your accountants again to say, should you make provisions for those bills that you think are not going to be paid?
Yeah.
And should you be writing them off and writing them down, yeah, so that your revenue numbers are not going to be as high? Because I'm sure everybody did the same, didn't they? Bill as much as possible, yeah. Chase the age debt as fast as you can, guys. Yeah.
And then the second issue is if
I will be raising with.
Sorry, Jonathan.
With.
So I was going to say, if you haven't applied for a loan, and you've decided not to. Am I right in thinking this scheme is going to be probably not for you, because they'll say you should have exhausted a loan system as opposed to us giving you a grant?
I don't know the answer. It's obviously something we can take forward. The only thing I can offer is it possible to have a conversation, and it's difficult with banks these days.
Yeah.
Can you have a verbal conversation with your local business manager with a view to them saying, no, they wouldn't look at you? Because at least then you've made an application, haven't you?
Yeah, okay, thanks.
So yeah, in terms of the loan, I'll be raising with Ken. Ken Skates is aware that the issues are likely to come further down the pipeline for some businesses more than others. Welsh Government is entirely dependent on the money that comes through from the Treasury as a consequential. So at the moment, we don't know what further money is going to be released by the Treasury as we move through this. This fund will be the vehicle moving forward. So if there is more money released from Treasury, then this will be the fund. So it's worth putting an application in now anyway. And no, I couldn't possibly tell anybody to apply for an unrealistic loan, but if you did, you'd get turned down.
And can I also just come in to say that on the business briefing that I attended last Thursday, when this was first announced, many of the other business organisations, such as the CBI, the IOD, the FSB, all stated that their members were having real difficulties actually getting in touch with their banks. So,
this could be good.
I wouldn't worry about that criteria too much.
And that's the difficulty with this, as I'm trying to say, listen to what the minister said. And the aim of this exercise is to keep sustainable businesses going, because they don't want you guys to disappear after this is all over. Yeah. So if you think.
Sorry, somebody asked, which is, I suspect, a common question, that does the limit, the 250 employees, is that for employees that are solely based in Wales, or must that also include employees that you may have in a London, Bristol office, for example?
As far as I'm aware, Emma, it's based on where the head office of the business is registered. This isn't about employees, this isn't about furloughing, this is about the business. And if the head office for the business is in Wales and it is considered a Welsh business, then it doesn't really matter where the location of the rest of the staff may be.
So with that in mind then, if you had 249 employees in Cardiff and 10 in London, you would have, you know, over the 250, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I offer one other thing in relation to Richard's question, which may help everyone? The new matter start rate within your practice, yeah, the new cases that you're starting, is an important measure here, I think, in terms of looking at prediction of turnover. So if you look at the number of new matter starts that you've had from February going into March, yeah, if it's a conveyancing matter, for example, you'd normally expect that revenue to be coming through in 3 months' time. So it's a lead measure of what your revenue is going to be 3 months down the line. Yeah. Yes. So it may be a useful starting point to look at the drop in matter starts and say, okay, whereas before I would have expected to have X number of matter starts for conveyancing, I'm now getting this much less. And I project that forward to 3 months. That'll give you a more realistic assessment of likely reduction in turnover. Yes. And you can do that for each category, because they'll be different. You know, a civil litigation matter opening up, you're not going to get any revenue out of that possibly for a year or more down the track. So it'll depend on the profile of the work that you do.
Could I ask, is turnover cash or bills received? Bills raised, rather.
Well, it depends on my answer to that would be, I think, is that, again, check it with your accountant. It would be based on how you are structured. So I would have thought it'd be bills delivered for you guys.
Well, that's what it might be for tax and for SRA, but not necessarily for just running a business selling widgets or selling ordinary plumbing services.
No, that's true. That's true.
Which is how this scheme is presumably for everyone and not just the legal sector.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Cash receipt. Can we check that out, Jonathan?
In which case does it rather encourage everyone, frankly, to do the opposite of the instincts, which is to delay billing, make sure we have no cash coming in so we can show a 40% downturn, and then pick it up later on, which, frankly, is what everyone's doing with furloughing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bonkers.
Yeah, it is bonkers, but we're in a bonkers situation, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah, the normal rules do not apply.
I'm wondering. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm phoning from North Wales. I'm just wondering, this grant is supposed to assist sustainable businesses, and it may be that the businesses they have in mind have got nothing to do with the legal sector. But if you are a sort of sustainable business, it's going to be impossible, isn't it, to demonstrate that since March you've dropped 60% in your turnover, and you can't go to a bank and get some money from them based upon the fact that you've been with the bank for donkey's years and you've never needed an overdraft and blah, blah, blah. You know, what businesses want is what other people have already touched upon, is the fact that they've got to this month, at the end of the month we pay our salaries. Those that have been furloughed, you're going to have to pay 80% at least of their salary pending something from the UK government. And as others have already said, the furloughed staff won't be billing, they won't be working, so there's bound to be a reduction in turnover in the future. But twiddling figures at the moment is sort of a creative accounting exercise, all of which would have to be done first thing Friday morning to get in the race, because everything will have gone by Monday anyway. I don't quite know how the the Welsh Government's going to make that decision from Friday morning to over the weekend, but perhaps you can enlighten me on that.
Yeah. The money won't be gone by Monday, but it will be gone by the following Friday. The number of applications here across all sectors in Wales is going to be enormous. There are several sectors which can quite easily demonstrate a 60% drop. There's manufacturing bases that they've just fallen completely off a cliff. There are no sales, there are no pipeline, there's no retail, there's nothing happening. So no, the reality of the situation is the legal sector is in competition with all of those other businesses. No, you are a business for the intents and purposes of this criteria. You're not a legal sector. They couldn't care whether you're selling widgets or providing legal services. This is about proving the numbers fit into the criteria to give you the money to survive. As Wayne said, we're in extremely abnormal circumstances and it's going to require some abnormal actions.
Wayne, can I just ask, full-time staff or part-time? So it's full-time defined as 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. So anything part-time, like a 2-day-a-week paralegal, that would be part-time, yeah?
The unions usually define full-time as anything over 32 hours.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Feel free to unmute yourself if you'd like to put one forwards. Just having a look. Nope. I can't see anything. Obviously everything will be uploaded to the site, and as we have any new developments from Jonathan and from Wayne, we will keep refreshing the page. So I'll send you a link with all of the event on there if you'd like to share it with anybody else, obviously with Wayne's notes on there. I know Jonathan is in discussion with Welsh Gov on a daily, if not hourly basis. So if there's anything that we can share, you will be the first to know. And also in terms of the time as well. So as soon as we know that there's a time on there, we'll be posting that from the Twitter account, which is at Legal News HQ, but also on the website itself. So keep an update, an eye out there for updates.
Could I just ask a quick question regarding the amounts available? If it's up to £10,000, for example, for a business 1 to 9 employees, does that mean if you can demonstrate a loss of, for example, £4,000 a month compared with whatever you're comparing with, does that mean so 6 weeks to mid-April, then you might claim that if you're successful, you get £6,000? Or is it potentially £6,000, but the government's going to split it between how many apply and it'll be a percentage of that? So what I'm really thinking about is the effort that goes into this. Is it worthwhile making the grant application, which, of course, some people are very good at it for a long, long time? We put all the effort into dealing with this, or are we better off actually just getting on trying to run the business?
It'll be a straight 10 grand. The grant will...
Okay.
It's as simple as that. There's going to be... The numbers we're talking about here are going to be so large, and there are so few civil servants to administer this. If you're successful, you'll get 10K. There won't be any other metrics applied.
And you mentioned the grant process. The grant process is going to be as simple as, and it was quoted, as going on to Go Compare to apply for car insurance.
I've got one question. Any indication from the government so far as to how long successful businesses will need to wait before funds arrive? I know it's a bit of a guesstimate, but is it talking weeks, months?
No, it's days and at the outside weeks, less than 2 weeks, guaranteed.
Okay, thanks.
It's come back that the micro businesses will be almost within 24 to 48 hours because it'll be an automatic process. And for the larger businesses, applications will be processed in batches, but they hope that it'll be no more than 4 days.
Thanks.
To answer Stephen's point again, I think it is worth the effort, guys. I don't think it's massive effort to do this. I think a little bit of thought in advance and answering a few simple questions is worth a shot.
And if it's successful, is that grant eventually going to be taxed?
I honestly don't know. I'll have to ask. I don't think so. My initial gut reaction would be no, but I'd have to check that out.
I think it's European funding, so I very much doubt if it would be.